Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you've ever had a meat lover's stuffed crust pizza before bed and then spent your dreams being chased around by a saber-toothed wildebeest wearing a top hat, you might have blamed this bizarre and unsettling experience on your evening snack. This tendency is so prevalent, yet any hard data is so lacking, that a study published in the journal Frontiers in Psychology endeavored to crack this supposed relationship between diet and dreams. For the article that this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke via email with study co-author Dr. Tori Nielsen, psychiatry professor and director of the Dream and Nightmare Laboratory at the Center for Advanced Research in Sleep Medicine at the University of Montreal. He said, "There is extremely little information available, and also some important misinformation that keeps getting recycled. This research was motivated in large part by the media itself. Questions about food and dreams are among the most frequent questions we are asked." These questions come up particularly around food-centric holidays, which in our culture, most holidays are. The most commonly blamed nightmare-inducing culprits are cheese, spicy foods, and eating too much right before bedtime. But is there any truth to this folklore? Nielsen and his team surveyed nearly 400 participants on a range of topics, such as sleep and diet quality, and asked them to report whether they thought food affected their dreams or not. Almost 18% of the participants indicated that they thought eating certain foods, or eating right before bed, made a difference in the development of disturbing dreams, with dairy products like milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream, as well as pizza, being the most commonly listed by 39 to 44% of participants. Also blamed for disturbing dreams, but to a lesser extent than dairy, were foods of the spicy, starchy, or meat-based varieties. Overall, sweets and chocolates were the second most frequently mentioned category for dream-inducing foods after dairy, but they were considered most likely to foster bizarre dreams, not necessarily unpleasant, but still strange, like being able to fly, as opposed to more disturbing dreams, like being chased by a werewolf. The second part of the study delved deeper into the subjects themselves. Nielsen explained, "When we broke down our sample into subjects who reported disturbing dreams and those who reported vivid but not disturbing dreams, we found that there were two very different profiles. Disturbed dreamers had higher pathological indicators, like poorer sleep, binge eating, or emotional eating, whereas the vivid dreamers had higher wellness indicators, like better sleep, healthier diet, and longer times between eating, what we consider a proxy measure of fasting." The fasting note struck a chord with the scientists because various cultures have long documented the effect of the practice on dreams. Nielsen said, "The finding for fasting in particular was of interest because of very old literature documenting how different peoples have used fasting to induce the recall of spiritual and life-guiding dreams, called vivid dreams in our study." Although it might be a stretch to recommend fasting if you're looking for some type of nocturnal intervention, it's certainly preferable to dream vividly in place of a nightmare starring a deranged axe murderer. There are any number of theories on why certain foods affect our dreams. And certainly, people with certain health considerations, like gastroesophageal reflux disease, have different sensitivities than others. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Amy Corin-Rivas of Emory Sleep Solutions in Orlando, Florida. She explained, "Foods that affect gastroesophageal reflux disease tend to be either spicy or fatty foods. The closer you eat them to bedtime, the more likely they are to affect you. This is because they are heavier and produce more acids to digest. This causes people with weak muscles at the top of their stomach to have acid move into their esophagus. This effort may impact the time and length of valuable REM sleep, thereby affecting the type and duration of dreams." She added that spikes or drops in blood glucose levels, especially from desserts and other foods high in simple sugars, may also affect REM sleep, but that there isn't solid research yet to back all of this up. It seems that, indeed, the study of these phenomena is just beginning. Nielsen said, "We need to start experimental studies that systematically vary what people eat and when, and whether this induces any regular change in their dream content." Today's episode is based on the article "Pizza Nightmares: Can Your Diet Determine Your Dreams?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.